It's such a pleasure to sing with an enormous orchestra, particularly for someone like me, who has started on Broadway, and we're very lucky on Broadway if we get 16 pieces. Sometimes you're super lucky and you get 20 pieces, but particularly the string section in a full orchestra is a thrill to sing a Broadway song. And the program that Stuart Chaffetz has come up with has some humongous Broadway orchestrations, and we're delighted to get to sing them with this orchestra.
Songs like Tonight from West Side Story, Some Enchanted Evening from South Pacific, these wonderful classic songs have been with me since I first started singing and first started learning music. And to be able to revisit those pieces over and over again at different points in your life, but also with an enormous orchestra, is such a thrill. These are great songs for their music. They're great songs for their lyrics. They're incredibly popular, and for very good reason. And so there's a great privilege to be able to perform these pieces with an orchestra for an audience.
And we have the very, very singular pleasure of singing together, which we don't always get to do. So it's really lovely to be able to sing all these songs together. One of the things that I'm looking forward to singing, as John said, is Tonight from West Side Story. I haven't been able to sing that one for a couple of years now, and I'm delighted to hear that with a full orchestra, as I believe it was intended.
I think the audience has probably grown up with this music just like we have. I grew up listening to the records of Rodgers and Hammerstein in my parents' record collection. South Pacific was certainly their favorite show, and I'll probably get a chance to tell a little bit of a story about my mother and father and Rodgers and Hammerstein during the course of the program. But I've been singing Some Enchanted Evening probably since I was 7 years old.
With the sage wisdom of a seven-year-old, you said sing Some Enchanted Evening. We have been very fortunate to sing with Stuart several times now, most recently on New Year's Eve. And I have never actually sang with the Sacramento Phil yet, so that's a thrill for me to come to Sacramento and sing.
Every one of these songs is a showstopper in its own right. It's a
thrill. Or an 11 o'clock number, as they say.
And it's a thrill to be on stage. It's also a huge thrill to be backstage, hearing the orchestra play these songs, listening to Kathy sing these songs, and really getting a taste of what it would be like to see these and hear these songs in the context of the show, which is really what we try to do, is create for the audience a little piece of what they might have seen in a full-blown production, and hear what these composers had in mind for these important moments, like The Impossible Dream, On the Street Where You Live. Again, every song a huge hit and a showstopper.
And time permitting, I love when Stuart gives a little context and gives a little bit of, well, I guess gossip about the show or the composer. He's kind of encyclopedic in his knowledge of this material. So hopefully if time permits, he will add a little to the program as well.
Yeah, and we try to have fun together. We try to let the audience get to know us a little bit outside of just the standing and the singing or the interpreting of songs. We want the audience to get a sense that they know why a song is important to us, or maybe there's something in particular about it that we enjoy. I have a great memory of going out to sing On the Street Where You Live on a stage in Westchester, New York, and almost slipping and falling. And every time I hear the intro to that song, for example, I always think about how I nearly fell on the street where she lived and what might have happened had I not kept my footing.
A different story.
It's a different story. And so, like I said, when you revisit classic songs over and over again over the years, you can collect some great stories about the songs and particular times in your life.